Blog Talk Radio.
Talking about the fastest 30 minutes in sports talk. Blog Talk, or the Greg Squirrel Show here on Blog Talk Radio. We're still getting things prepared to start to go back to an hour show. We're still taking, ideas on what time and what date. Matter of fact, we are putting this right now. We are putting this. The Greg Squirrel Show will be going to 1 hour. I wish I could learn how to type and not have to hunt and peck all the time. Don't you hate that? I know I do. Greg Squirrel Show will be going to 1 hour. It's what days and time would you like to hear? All right. Still can't type worth a crap, but I'm putting it on there anyway. All right, so we got that on there. If you want to call in, the number is 323-642-1128. We got the chat room up and running. We got the Facebook page, The Greg Squirrel Show. You can find that on Facebook. Leave all your comments and all your questions. Exciting weekend of football. Arkansas, once again, they're keeping it rolling. An impressive victory over Northern Illinois. That now it's time to get ready. We got the big one. They travel south to Jerry World, otherwise known as AT&T Stadium, home of the Dallas Cowboys for the Southwest, I think that's what they call it, the Southwest Shootout with the Texas A&M Aggies, who have been just running all over anybody. Before I forget about it, we got to mention some people, proud supporters of the Greg Squirrel Show. We got Moxie Nutrition, Fayetteville Nutrition, Nutrition Hog, Live Right Nutrition, Native Nutrition. Those are all great supporters of the Greg Squirrel Show. If you're interested in losing weight, getting healthy, do it the Herbalife way, and you can check in with them, and they will get you hooked. Also, we got to say thank you to Max Sunglasses. It's all about the high-definition lenses. I got some Max Sunglasses in stock. $19.95, that includes shipping and handling. I have some limited quantities left, so if you want a pair, $19.95, or I'll give you two pair for $30. So we got that going on. Nathan Hendrickson, attorney at law, Muskogee, Oklahoma, another proud supporter of the Greg Squirrel Show. And the Northwest Arkansas Battle, minor league professional football team, they're jumping on board. We're going to be pimping them, getting ready for their 2015 season. All right. Let's push this little button over here. Let's go to the phone line. Who do we got on the Greg Squirrel Show today?
Well, hello, Mr. Greg.
Well, it's Granny Folkster. I forgot you got a new phone number. That's why I didn't recognize you.
That's right.
I had your old number. camera. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us on the line, it's Granny Hulkster and Night of Champions, WWE Night of Champions was last night, and two titles switched hands. Brock Lesnar retained the WWE title. I still cannot say world heavyweight title when it comes to the end, when it comes to the WWE, because I still don't see the WWE champion, whether it be Brock Lesnar, John Cena, whoever, defending their belt around the world. Yes, they travel to Japan, they travel to England, Australia, wherever, but yet they still wrestle WWE wrestlers. They don't wrestle the best Japanese wrestlers. They don't wrestle the best European wrestlers. Yes, they go to those countries, but they still wrestle the same guy. And so I still have a hard time saying WWE World Heavyweight Champion, so I'm just going to say WWE Heavyweight Champion. But Brock Lesnar, Brock Lesnar, he did retain the title by disqualification. Little outside shenanigan from one Mr. Seth Rollins, who did try to cash in his briefcase, and he failed. And that's
yes,
the first time. I cannot remember the last time that a Money in the Bank winner cashed in his briefcase and failed. I cannot. Oh, wait a minute. No. It was, what's the weirdo's name?
Damien Sandow.
Damien Sandow. Yes, he did fail. We do have a new United States heavyweight champion as Cesaro. No, I'm sorry. That title did not change hands. Sheamus
is still champion.
Sheamus is still champion. I got that reversed. Who is the Intercontinental Champion right now? Oh, it's Ziggler. Well, was Ziggler. He defended the Intercontinental title against The Miz, and The Miz is once again Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion. There's something about that guy. There's times you want to like him. There's other times you just want to put your fist through his face. I don't know what it is. But anyway, The Miz is the new Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion. We have new WWE Tag Team Champions as Goldust and Stardust, a.k.a. Dustin and Cody Rhodes, defeated the Usos to become new, or actually, once again, I think that's their second time,
yes,
WWE Tag Team Champion. Those guys are playing those roles. I mean, Dustin has always been good as Goldust, but Cody has just really embraced that Stardust character, and I mean, he is playing it to the hilt, and he's doing a great job at doing it. So, congratulations. A lot of people liking him right now because, you know, they kind of turned on the Usos, and so they kind of got that thing going. New ladies, or new divas, well, whatever, new divas champion, as AJ Lee defeated Paige and Nikki Bella in a three-way match to, once again, how many times does that make for her now?
Oh, my. I've lost count, actually.
Hey, you got to dig crazy picks. You got to dig crazy chicks. Apparently CM Punk does because he went and married the girl. So there you go. What else? Randy Orton defeated Chris Jericho, who filled in for Roman Reigns, who unfortunately is out of action for an indefinite period of time. I had to undergo surgery, and they have not put a time frame on when Roman Reigns is going to be back. Apparently, it's an injury that he's been dealing with for a while, and it just finally got the best of him. So rumors are going around that that was Chris Jericho's write-off. He's going to disappear again. So take it for what it's worth. Watch tonight, and you'll get more info. And the one that shocked me, Rusev defeating Mark Henry. That one surprised me. I figured with all the build-up and after what he did to Jack Swagger, there was no way that they were going to put Rusev over or let Rusev defeat Mark Henry. I was in shock by that one. I'm trying to think what else. I didn't watch it, so naturally I'm just getting all the results. Secondhand, 323-642-1128 is the call-in number if you want to call into the Greg Squirrel. I had a pleasant surprise last night, Granny Hulkster.
Oh, you did?
I got to watch Ring of Honor.
Wow.
I was not aware that Ring of Honor has a show Sunday night on WGN Chicago.
Really?
I have mixed feelings. Yes, I got to see Chris Daniels and Kazarian. My opinion, TNA made a mistake letting those guys go.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always been a Chris Daniels fan, and I've always been a closet Kazarian fan because it always seems like he was running bad guys and running with people that I didn't like. But I can't remember the name of the tag team they wrestled last night, but it was typical Frankie and Chris, and they did a great job as always. And then there was the main event. Overall, I'm going to grade the match a C because there was some great power moves overall, but there was also a lot of sloppiness. And, you know, I can honestly speak from experience on this. Not a lot of people know, Granny Hulkster knows, but not a lot of people know that I am a retired professional wrestler. It's 10 years in the business. And I'm not sure how long those guys had been in the business, but to be their main event for the ROH Ring of Honor heavyweight title, I just saw a lot of sloppiness. To show a couple more times now that I know that it's on.
What time does it come on?
I'm wanting to say either 10 or 11. I could be wrong. So you'll check your local listings because I'm sure I could give you a channel, but I know Fort Smith or Fayetteville's different from Fort Smith, different from Rogers, wherever. So just check with your local cable provider, or you can probably look up Ring of Honor, and it'll probably have that information on their website. TNA, I can't even pronounce the guy's name, but they hired. But they're bringing in a wrestler from India. They had a big press conference today. Kurt Angle, who has re-signed with TNA, and there's a lot of fury over that. Angle was originally trying to come back to WWE. Apparently, he was getting nowhere with Triple H, so he went to Vince, and apparently that pissed Triple H off. And so that kind of took that situation south. So Kurt Angle, according to the reports I read on ProWrestling.com, has re-signed a new with TNA, so he's going to be there for a little bit longer. And guess who else showed up at TNA taping in Pennsylvania? Brodus Clay.
Oh, my. Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Well, depends on how you want to look at it. I think it's a good move for Brodus. I feel it's a good move for TNA but he's aligned himself with EC3.
That's not a good thing.
So there's that double-edged sword. It's a good thing. It's a bad thing. So just tune in.
Depends on how you look at it.
Exactly. I believe the episodes that they're taping right now start airing the 1st of October. And they mentioned his rig name, Tyrus, I think is what they're calling him in TNA, Tyrus. Tyrus
oh,
or
wow.
Titus or something like that. But I think it's a good move. You know, there's a lot of wrestlers. And me and my brothers, we were sitting there watching Ring of Honor last night. And we got to talking, and there is truly a lot of wrestlers out there. I think, just my honest opinion, I think TNA messed up. You know, they let Daniels and Kazarian go. I felt they could have had a heck of a run with the Wolves. I mean, I like the Wolves. I know they were wanting the marquee matchup with the Hardy Boys, and then, of course, you had Team 3D. But as far as athleticism and being able to truly match each other in the ring, I felt the perfect matchup would have had a longer feud with the Wolves and Frankie Kazarian and Christopher Daniels. I mean, it was funny because there was a lot of Fallen Angel chant going on because everybody who knows Chris Daniels knows that when he's in his little mood, he wrestles under the name the Fallen Angel.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always liked Chris Daniels. I mean, I just think the guy's one of the most underutilized talents out there, to be quite honest. But, and there's a lot of wrestlers out there, but I think TNA made a mistake letting those guys go. I think they made a mistake letting Jay Lethal go because Jay Lethal was really developing a real good following. And Jay Lethal was one of them kind of like Eric Young. He'd been around the promotion pretty much since the inception. It's just I don't feel they utilized him good. I don't know who's doing their story writing and stuff. But there's been a lot of wrestlers that have come and gone out of TNA that I just don't feel they did good with. I mean, but hopefully they're going to get it turned around. You know, they're still on Spike temporary till the end of the year. And I know they keep saying that they've signed a new deal. I don't think it's with Spike. I'm hearing rumors it's with MTV. So we're anxious to see how that goes.
Well, you know, I had the opportunity to get to meet Jay Lethal almost 3 years ago when he wrestled at PCW down in Fort Smith.
Right. I've never got to meet the guy, but he seems like he's a good guy. And
he is a very nice man.
So, you know, he's over there at Ring of Honor. He is, if I remember correct, he is their light heavyweight champion.
I believe he is.
So, I mean, he's getting a shot. You know, I was recently looking at the NWA, National Wrestling Alliance, website. Rob Conway still listed as their heavyweight champion. And who else? But there was another guy on there.
Well, let's see. Now, Byron Wilcott, he wrestles for the NWA. I know he's got a title belt, too.
Yeah.
He's got the North American Championship belt or whatever that belt is that he
holds. I'm pulling it up right now. So if you hear me typing in the background, that's...
Oh, you're fine. You're fine.
You know, I try to keep everybody kind of up to date on what's going on with the boys, with the crew. And even my brother made the comment, they're still around? I said, yeah, pretty much. In National Wrestling a lot. Let's see here. NWA titles.
I believe
he
wrestles like at the main NWA main event a lot, I know, but I know he wrestles a lot of different NWA shows down in Texas, you know, in that area.
Right. Let's see here, official.
Because I know him and Tim Storm have a big feud going on right now, off and on.
You know, that's a guy, you know, you mentioned Tim, and I've never got to meet Tim, but we, you know, we've chatted off and on Facebook and everything. That guy just impresses me, but yet he's never been in any of the major promotions, you know. And I'm just wondering what the deal with that is. Is that just his choice, or just what
really
the deal
not
is?
Sure.
I mean, the guy. I mean, he has the look. I mean, he has a good looking body, and so I mean, it just kind of makes you. I'm looking up the information right now. Rob Conway, yes, Rob Conway is the current NWA World Heavyweight Champion. He regained the title from Tsuyoshi Kojima back in January.
Yep.
So, Rob, I know who it was, Ricky Morton, of all people.
Yes, yes, Ricky Morton.
See if he still lifted it on here. Oh, no. Wait a minute. I know Ricky's old, but he's not that old. He's not that old.
I think he just had a birthday here a couple of days ago, I believe.
Huh, that's weird. Right now it shows that the NWA does not have a junior heavyweight champion. But that's just funny because I was just looking at some stuff the other day and it said Ricky Morton was the current light heavyweight champion. So unless this title hasn't been, unless this website hasn't been updated in a while, that's that one. Let's see here.
Well, also, I don't know if you know this or not, Greg, but we really, everybody that is listening, I know this has been all over Facebook the last couple of days, but everyone needs to keep beautiful Bobby Eaton and his family in their prayers. He was at an event in Iowa with Brian Thompson, and he has been hospitalized again up in Iowa.
Wow. I had not heard that, and I'm glad you mentioned that. I had not, like I say, I had not heard that news.
I saw a post that his sister had posted on Facebook earlier today. I messaged his sister yesterday when I found out, last night when I found out, and her update was he was doing a little bit better. He's still in the hospital, but he was thanking everybody for all the prayers. I believe he had another heart attack that he had.
Oh,
but
man.
Him and Brian Thompson were at an event where he had done a seminar training earlier that afternoon, and he was at the autograph table, and he started not feeling very well. And the Pro Wrestling Phoenix, I believe, is the federation that Brian had mentioned. And the staff was just right there on top of it. They called 911. They got into a hospital. So I don't know a lot of details except what I've seen posted by, you know, his sister and Brian Thompson. But he definitely needs everybody's prayers for Bobby Eaton. He is a really great guy. You know,
yeah.
I've had the opportunity to get to know Bobby Eaton the past several years when TCW was running, and Bobby's become a really special friend of ours, me and my family. So we just consider him part of our family.
Yeah. Still no more news on what's going on with TCW.
From what I've seen, I really don't know if it's ever going to be coming back. I know Matt is involved in a lot of other, you know, he does a lot of NWA events, Elite Championship Wrestling down in Louisiana. You know, he's tied up doing a lot with that right now. So everybody keeps asking me, what about TCW, Brandy? Where's TCW? When's it coming back? And I'm like, I don't know. You're asking the wrong person.
I did find the information I was looking for, since we are talking about NWA World Heavyweight Champion Iron Man Rob Conway, NWA World Tag Team Champion Hiroyoshi Tenzan and Satoshi Kojima. I think I spelled that, announced that right. NWA World Junior Heavyweight Champion Chase Owens. NWA Ladies Champion Barbie Hayden. North American Heavyweight Champion Byron Wilcox.
Big Daddy Yum Yum.
And then National Heavyweight Champion Lou Marconi. So that's your NWA. There's your NWA Championship rundown. So anyway, that's pretty much all I have as far as wrestling news.
David and I went to UWE over in Tahlequah Saturday for
right.
a showdown. And, you know, of course, they had a cage match between Tim Rockwell and Fuel. And, I mean, the whole night was just full of action. And it was kind of funny. One of the referees, his name is Nick. They call him Slick Nick, I guess. And at one of the intermissions, he says, Granny Holzer, can I get my picture taken with you? Because I am such a fan of yours. And I said, well, of course. So he says, we've got to hold up your hand. So he raised my hand up like I was a victory at a wrestling match. And the lady took our picture and he sent it to me on Facebook. So now that is my cover photo on Facebook, you know, and like he's got my hand up in victory, you know, pointing his hand to me like I'm the new champion or something. I thought that was really, really cool. But what I was getting at, you know, Rockwell and Fuel, you know, that was the main event. And Fuel ended up beating Rockwell, despite the fact of Stevie Caballero's interference, you know. But what everybody did not know was, after the match was over, Rockwell commended Fuel on the battle, on the match, you know, and everything. But he is also made the announcement that was his last match for UWE because, as you know, Tim Rockwell does a lot for Wrestling for a Cause.
Right.
And he is going to be focusing more time for Wrestling for a Cause. So, you know, everybody gave him a standing ovation, you know. I've never been a big Tim Rockwell fan, of course, because he's always been the villain, you know. And so, but I was the first one leading the chant, you know, thank you, Tim, thank you, Tim, thank you, Tim, you know. So it was a very touching night, you know, for UWE. Brandon Walker and John Cross, they beat the KC Wolves. And I tell you, old Stevie Caballero was a kid. He was, like, interfering in the match. And old Brittany, you know, she'd already beat Graham Bell, you know, one of the KC Wolves here a couple of months ago at UWE in a challenge match. And she actually beat Graham Bell. And, of course, I asked Graham, you know, how it felt getting beat by a woman, you know. But, of course, he made no comment, of course, you know.
Oh,
I guess he didn't like the idea, you know, that a woman could actually beat him. But, you know, he was trying to get me, you know, come on, Grandma, you think you're any better, you know, come on, you know, I'll fight you. And I'm like, okay, bring it out here, big boy. Come on, I'm not scared of you, kind of thing. Well, that was a really hard-fought match. And, of course, Brittany, you know, she ended up spearing, you know, Stevie Caballero, you know, and John Cross and Brandon Walker beat the KC Wolves. And, you know, those really big, heavy, white tables that you see that they use at their wrestling events where they set the tables up and they kind of use that as a barrier-type thing, you know, for people to
right.
sit on the front row at. Well, they broke two of those tables during that match that night.
Wow.
Literally broke. What I mean, they broke two of those tables, you know. Those
right.
tables are not cheap, but
no,
I mean,
they're not.
All
they're
night
not,
long,
and...
you know, of course they had the ladder match, you know, where they had like, oh my gosh, I don't know how many, some like 20 wrestlers, I think, you know, and they have new UWE tag team champions, but you know, of course Showdown is always their biggest show of the year.
Yep.
And American Made, he had a flag match against Anarchy. He defeated Anarchy.
Yeah. Oh, Let me interrupt you here, Granny Holster. Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to go live off the air. Me and Granny Holster, we're going to stay live and go for a little bit longer, finish talking about this show. We'll be back on the air Wednesday, so make sure you join us 3 o'clock Wednesday right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. All right, Granny Holster, so we still got the recorders going, talking
and,
about
EWE. And Mr. Nasty, of course, you know, he is the champion for his title belt, and all the championship belts were on the line, and he, of course, he defeated Brian Breaker, but it was just a great night at UWE in Tahlequah, you know, so.
Well, all right. So what else you got, Granny Holster?
Not a whole lot, really. I mean, not a whole lot.
Because it seems like you're always getting out there, getting around.
Trying my best.
So we appreciate you for that one. I guess that's all we got for today, ladies and gentlemen. Like I say, we're going to be back on the air. And we still got the lines open. We're still taking the question because Greg Squirrel Show getting ready to go back to an hour, probably starting the 1st of October, which is just, you know, a week and a half away. And so the question is, what days and what time do you think everybody would like to here's the Greg Squirrel Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Granny Holster, as always, I appreciate you coming on the air with us and sharing your wealth of wrestling knowledge. And so we're going to fire up that beautiful beam music, or beam music. I always say that. We're going to strike up that music. We're going to take it to the house. Granny Holster, love you. And ladies and gentlemen, once again, we will be back on the air Wednesday, 3 o'clock. Right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. See ya.
Bye.